All right, take our Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs. And I think we left off in chapter 24. We're going to pick it up in verse 19. And it begins, "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out." Now, if this sounds familiar, this is pretty much where we started last week. Because this is really harking us back to verse 1 of this very chapter we're on, where Solomon here is again reminding us about looking out at the residents of this world and desiring that which they have in the life which they lead. Now, on the surface, as believers, those of us that are here and within earshot that are children of God tonight, you know, you might look at that and say, well, you know, that's ridiculous, looking out at the world and desiring what they have. But I want you to think about that a little bit closer, because you know what? I think that that is something that is apt to happen to all of us at one time or another. Because see, I think so often we can easily forget what life was like back in spiritual Egypt. And we know the exodus from Egypt, that whole thing, you guys saw the movie, that exodus from Egypt has a very large spiritual picture, as Egypt in Scripture kind of gives us a picture of sin and coming out of sin through the Red Sea into the wilderness, promised land that follows. And the picture runs deep there. But many of us, you know, so quickly we can forget what life was like back in Egypt, just the same as the children of Israel did. If you recall, it wasn't long after they were out there in the wilderness, after seeing the great hand of God manifested in their midst, all of a sudden they go, oh yeah, you brought us out here, Moses, to die in the wilderness. And oh, remember Egypt? Remember the leeks and the onions? Boy, yes, I wish I had some leeks and onions right now. And it, you know, they forgot about the beatings. Once again, you saw the movie. You forgot about the beatings and the torture and the work and all that was going on. All that was going on in what, spiritually speaking, was our BC days. You know, it's funny how we can forget those things, but we can kind of begin to forget what it was like, and we can start, you know, feeding the flesh again, slowly slipping back into the world. I don't think that any of us wake up one morning and it's like, hey, I'm just going to start a prodigal son tour today. You know, I'm just going to go out and sin to my heart's content. Maybe you do, but generally speaking,